How's it going, everyone? It's Ben Naim here. I wanted to put out kind of a positive message here in this video because I feel like the system wants us to be perpetually angry and upset. And if you find yourself in that predicament, it may be because you're spending a little too much time plugged into social media and the news, which is like 99% negative. And the thing is, you know, I don't think that's what the Bible teaches. I don't think we should just be constantly angry and mad and upset and negative. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a time and a place to be angry about the evils going on in this world. And there's a time and a place to expose it. But in your everyday life, you should have a level of optimism that this world doesn't have. You know, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. If you're saved, if you have eternal life, if you're a child of God, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? You know, there's an amount of positivity to that, that I think we should possess that you don't find elsewhere. And we should have a more positive outlook because of the fact that we're children of God. If God's on our side, if we're on the winning side, then we really shouldn't, you know, behave as if we're not. You know, we should act accordingly. And I think if you struggle in this area, you might want to unplug for a little bit. Maybe don't pay attention quite as much to the news, or totally unplug for a little while and focus on the things that you can draw happiness from. Your family, your friends, your church, the Word of God. No matter what's happening in this world, you can wake up every morning, sit on your front porch, and sip a cup of coffee, enjoy the birds chirping. The sky is still blue, the sun still rises and sets, even though, yeah, the evil is getting worse, I get it. Time and a place to talk about that, for sure. But it shouldn't define us as Christians, I don't think. We should be content as well. That'll really help in this area. You know, Philippians chapter 4, it talks about this when the Apostle Paul said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, he said. And if you have contentment, then it'll help you to have a little bit more gratitude for the things you do have, for your friends, your family, for the Word of God, for your home, for your children, for your spouse. I know I mentioned family already, but you know, there's a lot of things that in this life that we could be thankful for. And no matter what situation you find yourself in, I think we should try as hard as we can to be content. And in that way, you can have a more optimistic outlook. So look, I get it. A lot of bad things happening, especially if you pay even just a little attention to the news. But as Christians, don't give in to the temptation to be perpetually angry, to be completely negative, and to feel hopeless. Because at the end of the day, we do have hope. We're saved. We're Christian, all right? We have eternal life. God's on our side. And let's just rejoice in the Lord always, like the Bible says. And again, I say, rejoice.